All right, hockey fans, listen up, because we've got something special cooked up for playoff season. It's called the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge, and it's going to add some serious spice to your playoff experience. Now, here's the deal. Every playoff game, you're going to be faced with a handful of questions. It's like your own personal playoff puzzle, and it's free to join. And there are prizes, because who doesn't love winning stuff? Daily winners, you're getting hooked up with gift cards. Treat yourself to some nation gear or maybe even your favorite jersey. And for the big dogs, the people who can win an entire round, it's straight, cold, hard cash. We're talking about real dough for your hockey knowledge. So lace up those skates, stretch those thumbs, and get ready to show off your hockey IQ in the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Sign up today and play every game day at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I hate to break the fishing news up here, M-Chuck, but I'd like to speak about the ice hockey.
Congratulations, you're one of the 13 listeners of the Real Life Podcast.
We just traded a migraine in for, like, an orgasm.
What? Might want to mark that down, you're M-Chuck.
Yep. All of my projects are on schedule until they're not.
A member of the Nation Network of Podcasts.
About as funny as we're going to get today.
Pat Puff, if you're listening, I know you are. Remind me to get you stuff for the new intro. Pat said he's going to make us a new intro.
So, Pat, can I be in the intro?
We got to talk about Pat Puff here for a second, because these guys won't know what happened.
Oh my God, he is.
Hey, wait, can I say one thing before we start about Pat Puff?
Oh shit.
Parents, good news and bad news. Bad news is your kids are off again for the 49th day this school year. The good news is I found the teachers.
They're all at Dog Patch.
They're all at Dog Patch. They're all downstairs. I come here Mondays and Thursdays at 1 o'clock.
Sometimes.
And normally, they've had a big lunch rush. You can tell, but everybody's filing out. I thought there was like a late Christmas party going on down there. It is packed.
There's
and everybody's drinking. I looked around. I'm like, what the hell is going on? And yeah, the waitress goes, every teacher convention. Everyone's a teacher. So parents, I found them. Okay. Pat Puff. Sorry.
They're conventioning, but not to learn, to party.
That really is one of the secrets of being a teacher.
Yeah. I saw a lot of mimosa flights down there.
I've seen the pint that busy on teachers convention. I went to the pint one day. I can't remember what I was doing. I was like, it's 2 p.m. What the fuck is going on in here? And Rick was like, yeah, teacher convention, man. We turned the dance floor on.
So. You guys, in 2 months, you get 2 months off. Just relax.
Dude, nothing.
You'll get there.
I come from a family of teachers. Nothing triggers the average teacher.
I know. I'm trolling them. This is a bit. But teachers, come on, seriously.
We can't forget about Pat Puff here. But
okay, Pat. No, we won't.
Unpack, like, if you're a teacher.
Yeah.
And your significant other is not a teacher.
Yeah.
Teacher's convention is a flashing green light to party.
Yeah.
So, like, it is on the calendar. Yeah, no, it's something because I get all this vacation. Like, I can actually party.
Maybe
unencumbered.
Maybe I hate him because I ain't him.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's fair. Mm. My very few, like, green lights to party, flashing green lights, are nation vacations.
Yeah. I was going to say, can you imagine your work giving you 2 days to just totally booze and forget about, and then, like, oh, yeah, we did a nation vacation.
It's like the Bulls with Rodman.
Just needed to go.
Just go to Vegas.
I mean, you know what? To their defense, I deal with a 9-year and a 12-year-old, a 13-year-old every day for just after school. They deal with a whole 30 of them at once all day.
And they're not even theirs.
Yeah, and then they have to go home and take care of theirs. Like, jeez, that's tough.
Pay the teachers.
Yep.
Hashtag. So that they can get more drunk on teachers convention week. Right.
Yeah, I saw some nice bottles of red down there.
What am
I
telling you? Better booze on teacher convention day.
Oh, they let fly. They let fly on teacher convention.
All right. Pat Puff.
So yesterday we're doing Oilers Nation Everyday live from a boat.
We're on a boat.
We're on a boat.
We don't have any water here. Where was the boat?
Camus DF-55, I believe. Or
yeah,
DV-22.
In a boat store?
Yeah, we were at Sherwood Power Sports and Marine. Oh, for the, they're not quite their grand opening yet. But
what were you sitting in? Like a ski boat or like what, a pontoon boat?
Fish. A luxury fishing boat.
Boats are so expensive.
They're so expensive.
They're crazy. But
my brother-in-law told me what he spent on a boat.
They hold their value.
They totally do.
You can actually flip boats and make a little money.
Oh, that is sick. A nice little fishing boat.
Think about the Wallys. You can not slay off that chair right there. That's what I said as soon as I got in that thing.
Boats are just nuts.
Yeah. So anyways, we're doing the show in the back of a boat, Sherwood Power Sports and Marine. We have Frank Saravalli on the show at the moment. We're talking. All of a sudden, everything just turns off.
Everything.
It was just like your phone wasn't connecting to the internet. The Wi-Fi was out at the dealership. It was just gone.
That's what happens on boats. Boats will be disconnected.
We're sitting there assuming the stream has died because we have no internet. So we're just kind of whatever. And then it kind of dawned on us after like waiting for 3 or 4 minutes. We're like, the stream might actually still be going, guys.
How though, if the internet's dead?
Because StreamYard's like kind of cloud-based, right?
Oh.
So even though we lost internet, it just meant Aaron, our producer, and me and Liam didn't have internet sitting there.
I was there too.
Oh my God. Yeah. So like you guys were talking and it could have been potentially
No. We talked about maybe being in a hot mic situation. So we kept the PG.
Okay, good. So, and then we're sitting there, I'm like, do you think Frank just stayed on? And all of a sudden my phone rings and it's Pat Puff, who does not work on this show. And he just goes, hey, man, I'm expecting him to be like, what's going on with the stream? He just goes, hey, man, I got Frank in a one box right now. I can give him questions from the listeners. Like, let me know what you want me to do. And it's like, he was watching the show, saw the internet go out, and like a superhero, signed you into his producer like portal, hopped into the show, told Frank, I got you. I'm here. Keep going.
Pat Puff. Frank riffed for like 5 minutes.
Frank just talked Oilers deadline for 5 uninterrupted minutes until we popped back up on the show.
it was just true professionalism at its finest. Like Frank's like unfazed going through his motions. Pat Puff jumping in and saving the day.
The show must go on.
It was special.
The good team did. Yeah, I know. Yeah, we talked about that in Jazz too. It's just like for the awareness of him to just be like, whoa, the show's down and not just be like, oh, well,
show's down. Yeah. Must suck for those guys.
He was like, oh, I can save the day.
Boop, 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 boop. Because also more love for Pat Puff. He's also working on the real life socials.
Yeah.
He's trying to improve our YouTube presence.
Calm down, Pat Puff.
No, don't calm down. Don't calm down.
Stay a little bit of a try hard if you ask me.
I want you maximum stress.
People doing their job, Shomer.
I just kidding.
You're in construction. You wouldn't recognize it.
I know. That's what's funny about it.
He's putting some pride in his work. Yeah.
I love it. I love Pat Puff. He's a great bowler. No. I just lied.
Sometimes he's got a fish in a cooler.
Somebody had to say it.
Say again?
The fish in the cooler. I'm not talking about gross ass fish in that fucking cooler again.
We talked about it while it happened, and then we unpacked it on this show. We can never talk about
it
again.
Great pond hockey teammate, great bowler.
Yeah, nice little hockey player.
And a great employee. Wow, is there anything Pat Puff can't do?
Yeah, just talking to the other day. I was like, hey, you should come sub for my beer league team, because you know I'm always lurking for beer league subs.
I will play on your beer league team at some point.
No, bullshit. You don't even play with us.
You never ask me.
You are like the person that nobody asks because everybody just doesn't like you've said no so many times.
No, yeah, that's where you quit the team. I was asked zero.
I always feel bad asking you because now I know how busy you are. I'm like, I don't want to bog. Yeah,
but
down it doesn't.
But I might say yes. I want to come play.
Okay, I'm going to keep bugging you.
You don't ask me.
I love people who
because you're the same way. You're always so busy. I'm like, I don't want to bug BM.
Maybe BM.
I want to be. I'm also one of those people that constantly say no, but still want to be asked.
You know, in case I say yes, because I do want to play.
10:15 next Thursday. Silent Ice out in Nisku.
Ooh, that's a great arena. I'm away.
Surveyor Brett's reffing it.
I'm out of town.
Is that bar up there open? Late?
I don't know.
Do you know? You know, like, because you know, because like that's the good thing about being the River Cree is like, no matter if you have an 11:30 game, you know, you can go for a beer afterwards.
Yeah.
But Silent Ice got a wicked bar, wicked restaurant upstairs.
Probably is because
why not?
Unlimited funding.
Yeah, they do.
That's fair. So anyway, shout out to Pat Puff. He saved the day this week.
Did you ride the bus to Moose Jaw one day?
No. I follow behind like a support vehicle.
Gotcha.
But I know exactly what you're talking about.
You went to Moose Jaw?
Indeed.
When?
The weekend.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I know that. Just
how was it?
Average well, weekend trip to Moose
the
Jaw.
Warriors are playing in Spokane, so I like to go to Moose Jaw when the Warriors aren't in town.
Yes,
just so I can go look at the arena and say, "Oh, that's where I would go." But
you check out the tunnels or no?
Yeah, no. You can't go tunnels. It's tourist move. I have a shirt that says "Honorary Moose Jaw Citizen." Nah. That precludes me from going into the tunnels. Right. This isn't for you. This is for them.
You have to hand it in if you go into the tunnels.
Aren't you guys trying to slowly buy the city, basically?
Moose Jaw? It's not for sale.
What's the is there a classic restaurant in Moose Jaw that like everyone knows, like a spot that's
Dallas
like
Dallas Pizza?
I knew it was going to be like a pizza Houston dinner. Pizza?
Well, BP's is big, but like a
mom and pop.
Rosie's on River Street.
Of course.
That is the best. We went there. It is so small, but such good food. And we went there and had like our own New Year's Eve party there that one year. It was so good.
You know, though, I will say, Jay, that I heard through the grapevine that you recommended guac or something, the Mexican restaurant.
I've never been to it.
Really?
Yeah.
Someone told me they're like, Jay recommends this Mexican restaurant. I'm like, well, okay. And I went in there. Oh, not recommended.
No, I've never eaten there.
Oh, really?
It's a chain.
Yeah. They're like, we're from Ontario. I'm like, this all sounds good. They were playing Mexican music.
Yeah,
like,
let's ride
Broncos country. And then they gave me a strange set of tacos. And I was like, I'm surprised that you recommend this.
No. You got to go there. Or I hope Hopkins is still open.
You know, funny thing about Mexican food, tacos and stuff. It's like enchiladas, burritos, chimichangas. They're all the same shit. Just like. Exact same ingredients, prepared differently. Just like
Huatuco,
wrapped different.
I had some amazing enchiladas.
Let me hit you with a couple Moose Jaw flexes, Jay. Ask me where I stayed.
Where'd you stay?
Grand Hotel. Ask me.
That's a big deal.
Ask me what room.
Oh, gee, the Al
Capone 112?
The 104 suite.
Nice.
Yeah, that's all they had. Nice. So I take Wanya Jr. and like Moose Jaw doesn't have a lot of hotels. And this is an old hotel on Main Street that took 11 years to restore.
Yes.
Awesome.
Yes. Right?
But there's like weirdness to it. So we go in and there's like beds and there's this really long couch and then there's this huge kitchen table, but there's no kitchenette. So like, unless you're playing poker or some shit, I have no earthly idea why you need this, but there's this huge, what I thought was a bathroom, but it's just a closet, but it has no curtain, like rods to hang your clothes on. So it's just a room. So middle of the night, Wanya Jr. gets up and goes, time to go to the bathroom. And then walks into the giant closet that doesn't have a toilet in it, gets confused and starts crying. Uh-huh. Poor guy. Tells you
that was like you at the suite at Tool.
Well,
like father, like son.
I thought that was the box, you know, had a bathroom in it, and it was just a closet.
Yeah,
and I walked into the closet in front of everybody and went, "This isn't a bathroom," and everybody left.
Yeah, like father, like son.
Hoy.
I get it.
Grand Hotel, though, very nice, very nice, and has a lot of like hidden little rooms and stuff.
Because that was also, I believe, there's tunnels that connect to that from the rail station, like the Al Capone tunnels.
What am I hearing about tunnels? Rail station?
I've never heard.
Moose Jaw's got the tunnels. You have
not heard about the tunnels?
No.
So there's Moose Jaw is also known as Little Chicago.
Tell the story of how they found the tunnels. Though. Is that the guy at the red light?
Oh yeah, all by mistake. Oh yeah, like the guy fell through the road
through a fucking sinkhole.
Well, there's like a few things. Though. Like there's like there's like houses that have like tunnels that connect to them that. Once they sold to other people, they'd find it. Cause there was two sets of tunnels that were created. There were the Capone tunnels and then the, I guess we'll call it railroad worker tunnels.
Sure. That's
a foreigner yes. railroad worker tunnels, yeah. But, and they would make tunnels for themselves to connect all their, where they lived and whatnot. But Capone, anytime he was like under like big heat with the cops, he would flee on the Sioux line by train to Moose Jaw.
Al Capone.
There's an old man barber there that still talks. I think probably dead now, but he cut Capone's hair numerous times.
Yes. So Capone would go and hide and flee to Moose Jaw. And there's tunnels from the train station to the, well, it was then called, I believe, the Hardwood, but now the Grand Hotel where he would go and hide.
Holy Moose Jaw, all time. Like,
did you know all this, Charles?
No.
I knew about the tunnels. I didn't know.
I had no idea.
So there's the worker tunnels that they made.
It's a lot of trust you put into a city.
The Al Capone tunnel. So
people just slowly started figuring this out. Like someone bought a house.
No one remembered it all.
Well, some guy fell through an intersection, like in a car.
Sitting at a light in the 80s.
And it was like, oh, hey, Al Capone.
And they're like, this is tourism.
There's Al.
Tourism.
And Hoffa.
Yeah.
And then, there he is.
And so what happens now is there's more tunnels still being discovered. But people don't want to mention it because then that means like their house has to get excavated and shit like that.
Imagine being the one that like there's like old trafficking, like they used to traffic like booze in the Prohibition days. I think that was.
Yeah.
Imagine if you found some cool shit down there.
Some old school.
I love a good like.
So I do want to do the
little treasure hunt
at one point. This will be the right time.
But so like
you've never been in them.
No.
But if you're in Vegas, you don't go to the strip. Yeah, you don't go to the strip if you're from Vegas.
Yes.
You're like, what am I, a loser? That's where the tourists go.
But yeah, like if I'm hosting a delegation, maybe I'll take them down to the tunnels.
I would like to go in the tunnels.
I'm intrigued by
the
idea.
They dress up as Al Capone and
but a talking character.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
I love it.
And it starts in this cafe. So like, oh, it's fucking wild.
Now, I will say this, and I know no one's listening, so it's fine. But one time when we were at the ending of the Crush Can, I was talking to an old Moose Jaw guy about those tunnels in Al Capone. He goes, some of that might be marketing, son. We don't know necessarily what everything's for.
Don't ruin a good story with the truth.
Well, and it's he's trying to keep the secret alive. Like Al Capone's dead. He's not going to go to jail anymore.
That's the thing. Yeah. Is like Al Capone went to a place where he know he could trust the people and the Moose Jaw people. And this guy's like,
and he'd probably go and load up on booze, which happens to now be the nicest liquor store in Canada is the train station in Moose Jaw.
Yeah.
Was it voted that?
Yeah, by us. Me. 2-0.
Yeah. By Liquor Store Monthly.
Yeah. Yeah. By Moose Jaw Liquor Digest. Are you telling me that's not an accurate?
By Train Station Liquor Store Weekly.
Yeah.
Quarterly.
Yeah.
Western Canadian Train Store Liquor Digest.
Southern Saskatchewan.
It's a quarterly
sarsaparilla dealers of the North.
Sarsaparilla.
But Moose Jaw used to have, like when you go to Moose Jaw, there were houses in like 2008 that were like 30 grand.
Ooh, 50
grand. Was great. Yeah.
And you'd say like,
you had some money then.
That was a height of our housing boom here too.
It was, we were at our boom and you went to Moose Jaw, you're like that house is 80 grand.
Yeah. That's why we went out there and did our shit because we couldn't afford to do it in a better city. No offense, Moose Jaw's still awesome.
No, but you knew,
now, Jay.
Yeah,
it ain't like that anymore.
It's like same now.
You look at the listings at whatever the realtor place is on Main Street,
Ottawa real estate.
It looks like you're looking at Edmonton prices.
So some people make some smoke then.
Whew. Well, I'm pseudo Saskatchewan-y. Morlach, Saskatchewan. Shout out.
Saskatchewan-y?
During that, I'm a gapper for people who actually understand what that means. That means I know Saskatchewan. I am a gapper. I love bunny hugs. I'm wearing one right now. But
is that a thong?
Yep.
It's a hoodie.
Oh,
still wearing a thong though. Anyway,
I thought a bunny hug was like a tight pair of white underwear.
Even I knew that.
Feels nice. And I forget the rant I was going on.
Oh, that you are Saskatchewan-y. Saskatchewan-y.
Yes.
But you were building your case to say a conclusion.
Yes.
Yeah, I know.
And the conclusion
you know,
is
you know
it's left the train station liquor store.
I have space.
You're just trying to get all your bona fides out there. No. And then.
You're going Latin on me. I like that.
Well, let me end with my scouting report.
And then you forgot what you're trying to conclude with.
Figure it out.
Moose Jaw, we remember when it got its first Boston Pizza. Enormous news. There'd be a bouncer at the door on Friday's fish bowls. Enormous. Mm-hmm. Then they got a second BP's in Moose Jaw.
Well, there was partners in the one. They had a falling out, so the guy opened a rival BP's.
It shut.
Oh,
well, no. But you the location every knew like it, the but he had
like
to
like
put
Adidas
it there.
Puma, you know.
But I'd never seen a BP shut,
especially in a smaller town.
And we'll be right back on this edition of Moose Jaw Historical Podcast.
If you looked at BP's, what trade area is required to open a BP's?
It shouldn't have to.
It should not have to.
And the brew house and the OJ shut.
OJ is shut.
No, it's a weird off-brand.
Bro's still there.
Okay, is this city growing or is it
my rant? Yep. Okay, yeah. And why I know about and talking about why housing prices are so expensive. When I grew up in Saskatchewan, 8 weeks out of the year, farmers were poor.
Yeah.
Now farmers are fucking rich,
but only 1 in 10 farmers are still in the game.
They're getting consolidated, but by the other farmers, but like all the farmers are rich now, and that money just funnels into Moose Jaw,
going right into the BPs.
Why are the farmers rich all of a sudden?
Apparently not in the BPs.
They grow cocaine.
The game's changed, man. The game has changed. Cocaine. You know, wheat prices are different. Like farmers struggled in like the 80s, 90s.
That just reminds me of like the best thing I remember from the guy that bought our nation round at the golf tournament.
Ryan.
Yeah, how he like his whole business is just like consulting with farmers and selling them.
He's got a podcast now.
Like
what's
just
the futures?
It was one of the. I was like, that's a job. That's really cool, and you just do that like, and make really good money doing it. It was fucking incredible.
The farmers got money, man.
Yeah,
tallest moose in the world, Tyler.
Oh, so take one, A Junior
International Beef at one point.
It was with Norway.
There's a plaque now that they talk about the moose beef. So Old Macamoose got lit on fire. Rest in power. Mm-hmm. They moved him slightly.
Yep.
So I show up, go, oh shit, there's no Mac the Moose. Wanya Jr. is a big moose guy. Loves the moose.
Of course.
So we're driving around the corner and I go, now you would think the largest moose in the world would be in Dubai or London, England. In fact, we drove around the corner and he sees the world's largest moose and it was just ding.
Those are two cities I definitely did not think the biggest moose in the world would
biggest
be.
Biggest everything's in
Dubai.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true.
But not the biggest moose.
And Norway came at us.
Norway did come.
And it says we ended the beef. And it like breaks the timeline down to the moose beef.
2019.
The world's largest.
But Mac needed bigger antlers.
Fresh antlers.
I'm pretty sure his old antlers lie on the ground beside him in the pen.
That would be smart.
A moose does shed one's antlers.
Because there's a pair of fucked up moose antlers on the ground. I think it's the old Mac the Moose antlers.
That survived the fire.
But here's my point on Mac.
No, he shed them to get bigger ones to beat Norway.
Yeah. Because Norway built actually a bigger moose.
Tyler. They weren't just randomly put on them.
They made a big mistake. And if anyone listening from Moose Jaw City Council or City Planning, you take that moose and you put him downtown now in this day and age. You don't leave him out at the edge of town. Because like, there's a lot of stuff around the arena that's empty. Right. Yeah. If you want to fill that shit up, putting Mac the Moose right beside your main thing.
But it's right on the Trans-Canada, though.
That's true.
How big are we talking here? Trojan horse size or what?
I mean, 32 foot moose.
Three stories tall.
You could probably fit about 30 Greeks in there.
32 feet tall.
He's a 32 foot moose, Chalmers.
There you go.
Is that how big is the egg in Vegreville?
Oh, I thought you were going to ask what a moose egg.
You think that moose ate that egg?
I just want to know because this is like my point of reference. I know how big that thing is.
30 feet. It's also like placed on a
25.7 feet.
Ooh, so the moose is like 7 feet. So it's antler higher.
Well, sure.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a head taller than the egg.
Yeah. Interesting. Bet you didn't think we'd talk about Moose Jaw.
Not
20 minutes.
No.
Should have.
It's a good crutch for me, actually. Next time we're low on prep, I can just be like, so, boys, what's going on in
Moose Jaw? Oh, shit.
Lost always.
Hey, you guys.
No, maybe we can break down Wasetna next.
Yeah.
You guys want
Wasetna's got one of the greatest bakeries in a fucking gas station ever.
I did not think anybody on here would know anything about Wasetna.
Didn't they have a hole in the roof? Yes, they did.
I played hockey in Wasetna as a kid and had a hole in the roof and it would snow it into the arena while we were playing.
Oh, it's majestic.
You'll be sad to know that the Korean car wash sushi didn't make it. The best sushi in Moose Jaw is the car wash.
But the car wash is still going.
Car wash is still going.
And the restaurant
still a restaurant still there.
Oh, but the sushi, yeah.
It's not Korean. It's not sushi. It's not delicious.
Yeah, the barbecue, the Korean barbecue is okay there.
If you don't want to get your best sushi in a car wash, I think you're wasting your time because where do you get your car wash?
Well, this is
what about your sushi?
But this talks about the can-do attitude of Moose Jawians.
I don't think that's how you say that either.
Yes, Moose Jawians is actually the proper term.
Moose Jaw.
You open up a car wash, then you put in a gas station, and you open up a restaurant in the gas station convenience store. Like that is,
and then you launder money through it.
You try for the cycle.
That is the hustle.
All right.
The Bonanza's gone. It's a Wendy's.
Oh, they had like the buffet place Bonanza.
Yeah, yes. It was one Wendy's. Of the last. It held on for a long time. Fuck,
that's Bonanza so cool. was awesome.
And the sign says, "You got what you wanted, Moose Jaw, a Wendy's." And Wendy's put that sign on the boulevard.
You guys follow any like 80s retro like Instagram pages, and all of a sudden it'll just show up, and it'll be like a guy playing RC Pro-Am.
There's an account specifically I follow.
Yeah, me too. Same Bonanza, man. Like I could sure use a little taste of the back in the
same
old
with,
days.
Same with Fudge Rockers.
I'll go Bullwinkle's and I'll go, I miss Chi-Chi's.
Yeah, Chi-Chi's. We almost had, so we went to a Mexican restaurant in Phoenix and we all just got so full that we didn't get the deep fried ice cream. And I hadn't had it since I was a kid. Cause I don't know any place that makes it around here. Sure did. And I ate it like a lot. And so we're going to make a special trip back there just to have the ice cream and we never did it. And I was like, it's one of the things I'm regretting from the trip. The trip was amazing, but that's one of the things I regret. Deep fried ice cream, Chi-Chi's. We used to go there like once a week. That was our.
Would you drink unlimited pop and just
unlimited in those red plastic cups. Same ones you got at Pizza Hut.
And Maxwell Taylor's.
I sent a video of Bourbon Street in 1988 where we took all my
Bourbon Street.
You walk in the door and there was like the three statues of the guys playing the jazz band. Yeah. And it was like rocking.
Where do you think those are now?
I don't know, like, man.
Like Planet Hollywood was down there.
But every, so I sent any like 80s baby that I have that I normally send stuff to, and I sent it to all of them. Every single one was just like, I miss that so much. Like, I love the retro, the feeling you got when you just saw it and like seeing Tony Roma's at the end. I mean,
it's like boutique. Remember when Planet Hollywood was in there and then it was just like popping for a minute?
Oh, yeah.
It's great.
That was a big deal.
Bourbon Street's always, they've done a really good job at always keeping that place kind of a vibe.
The mall like in general's done a good job.
They
couldn't believe it.
I was on
Bourbon just the other day for the first time in a while. Cool bars, obviously Earl's, obviously Moxie's, but like, is that a Japanese Village opening up or is that something else?
Yeah,
it's already there.
It's already there. Okay. And then there's another like really cool looking thing opening up next to it. There's a cool
little sushi spot there.
Yeah. Is there a gas station in it though and a car wash?
Oh, no. And you can buy a Toyota. Sherlock's is not Sherlock's anymore. It's now called Five and Dive.
Yeah. Your boy Mo. It's your boy Mo.
Is it?
If you go upstairs,
I love that they didn't renovate it. They just spray painted it. They just put a bunch of graffiti everywhere and we're like, it's not Sherlock's anymore.
As long as Jungle Jim's cool now. Don't tell me Jungle Jim's is gone.
Yes. Mr. Mike's Jungle Gyms. I don't remember.
Oh yeah, dude. That face.
Well, it wasn't those faces.
Yeah, it was the guys playing the music.
It was the guys playing the music.
On the other end, that is the one end.
And it always had like Bourbon Street, New Orleans style music playing going down it. My God, we could get nostalgic. I don't know what it is. I think it's the 29th, boys. I think it's the fact that it's the 29th and like business year ends were yesterday. And so like we got all that shit done and now it feels like a free day.
Year ends February
20th. My year end is end of February.
Is it this was the...
No, not the 29th. That's the thing.
The one end. There's one.
It's the 28th. This guy.
So you're walking in from the street.
Oh, the fire-breathing dragon from the mall? Never forget. Oh,
I used to have to inventory that, your Amtrak, at my old job.
Fire-breathing dragon?
Yep, because it was a special natural gas appliance in town. And I worked for ATCO in the weird business department. And every year we had to go to the mall and visually say the dragon's still there.
What a company. Fun. Yeah.
They were. Yeah. When did they go? When did they go?
You know, okay,
like 10 years ago.
So I'm looking at the video, and the best thing about this was that it even has the upper floors like Bourbon Street wood, where you would throw the beads.
Yes.
Oh. Yeah, that's what the cool
like fake windows. And
yeah.
Shit. Yeah.
Yeah. BM, what were you going to say about the second level of the wall?
Oh yeah.
Was it that? It's just all bougie now. Oh yeah. There's like a Balenciaga and shit up there.
There's an area where that Jubilations Theater used to be, like above the food court. Oh man.
Jubilation's still there.
But different side of the mall now.
It's like an air. That's,
oh, is it?
I think I've touched the floor in every part of that mall, except for that area. I don't think I've ever been up there.
It's strange that they've put so much work into Bourbon Street, but Europa Boulevard is exactly the same as you remember
the
it.
Same, yeah.
Still got the little weirdo windows and shit. And
there's like four businesses left there.
No, it's like the giant jean store.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Simon's pours into it.
Yeah, you got the jewelry guy that fixes watches. He's there.
Yeah.
Keeping time.
Yeah, damn.
Keeping time alive.
Yeah.
There's a cobbler.
When I was at the mall the other day, I got to go on
Fridays.
They still
make cobblers? I hope so.
The high-end stores they have there, I'm flabbergasted. It's there's like a Balenciaga Dubai. Next to a Rolex store next to a bloody... Where are all these rich people? It's the farmers.
These fucking farmers are flocking. They all got that money. Well, I'll tell you one thing that stressed me out is I took Crawford to the mall on Sunday.
And she wanted something from Balenciaga.
Of course.
And...
What'd you get her?
She was walking like crazy. And then we got to the Louis Vuitton store.
Oh boy.
And she was like mesmerized with the design. She kept trying to run in. I'm like, oh my God.
It's because she's getting brainwashed by all the Instagram videos she watches of their Louis.
And then I finally got her off that store and we made it 3 feet. And then she's trying to barge into the Gucci store. I'm like, why am I every other story we walked and like, and granted she was getting tired and being a little bit different, I hope. But like, just like she's those two stores, she just kept flocking into them. I was like, fuck. And then she would lick the
window. You guys should be the parents that just outfit your kids in just Gucci shit. Because it's like Nike shoes, right? Up until a certain age, like 4 years old, you can get them like sweet Jordans for like $30.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Like, because they're so small.
She's rocking sweet.
Nike you gotta rock them sweet. Right well, now. Well, you can, and it's not that expensive to do it before they get to like size your six.
Boots.
Oh yeah, because then when they get to size six, it's like now all of a sudden it's $120 for Jordans. You're like, I'm not doing that.
Yeah,
you're gonna wear Under Armour
and ones.
You're gonna have some
those Adidas? Weird shoes. Shaq insisted on selling at Walmart. because he's a good guy.
Hey, he made a shitload of money.
We talked about the Ewings the other day, and all I could think about was a pair of shoes that I couldn't remember at the time, but for like 3-year stretch, I used to always want this shoe, and I used to always get it, but they were British Knights.
BK Knights.
Do you guys remember those? British Knights?
I remember those.
I used to get them at the Bay. Oh, they were sack. They were like extra high tops, where like they weren't just a high top. They had like that one extra button and like another extra half inch. Whoa. You could ball in those even as even at 5'5" at my age, which I'm still the same height, but whatever. I could use some British Knights.
All right. We are going to.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You step aside for a quick break. Back on the Real Life Podcast. Delivered by DoorDash, 25% off, zero delivery fees on your first order of $15 or more. All you need to do is download the DoorDash app and enter the promo code NATION25, valid for all of our Canadian listeners. That promo code NATION25 gets you 25% off and zero delivery fees on your first order of $15 or more. Chalmers, is this related to DoorDash?
No.
So then I'm going to tell everyone about one of the perks of DoorDash.
Yeah, of course.
They just drop you a promo code out of nowhere and they're like, hey, why don't you give this a try? 40% off. As I said this week, Amber and I were like, we're going to cook at home more. We're not going to eat out.
No, you ain't.
DoorDash last night was like 40%. And I was like, damn it. We're eating out again on Thursday. So I got to pick something. I don't know what.
Oh, geez.
Okay. No, that's fucking DoorDash is the best. I do love it. And I love, we got like McFlurries again. It's just so ridiculous.
DoorDash pasta.
Yeah, it's so ridiculous. Anyways, what I was going to say to you was this morning, my son came to me and he asked me a question about the Edmonton Oilers. And I went, holy shit. Yeah. But it never thought I would kind of think this way. He said, is the new dynamic duo in the league, Hyman and McDavid? And I went, well, 40 goals, 71 assists. But here's the thing
for this season.
It's not even that. It's that in the past week, my son said a prediction for the game where he said, Hyman's going to get 2 goals and McDavid's going to assist on both of them. And since that moment, that's pretty much all that's happening.
Yeah.
Hyman scoring and McDavid assisting on him. What's that?
8 goals in his last 6.
It's incredible to see this. Like, I really am excited about this because
he's going to get 50.
Plus. He's going to get 50.
Maybe he'll catch Matthews.
No. He's just on another level right now. And it's really fun to watch because he's like the one guy in the world that you can root for and never have to worry about a bad thing happening from it.
Also, he feels like he was generated in a lab to be the perfect winger for Connor McDavid.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Connor needs.
Yeah.
He's playing really good hockey.
You know who else I was happy for? You last night when the Nuge back check and made that Selkien back check.
Fuck, that was so good.
You watch the footage. I don't know who the D-men were, but you see them and all
Bouchard.
Skating.
And Bouchard, he just blew past him. Nuge on his horse had some giddy up.
Yeah.
Saved.
What
saved
was Robert Thomas doing? Different story.
Yeah. That's
Nuge
okay.
Pickpocketed him.
That's right.
We are just first period. Okay. Let's just play some hockey. Second period. Okay. We're down. Let's pick it up. Third period. Ain't nobody in the world beating us now. Like, it just doesn't matter.
Yeah. We click.
God, that new back check. The way the crowd erupted like a goal was scored.
Because it was huge and needed.
Yeah. And then Connor McDavid scores the OT winner.
Bit of a fluffer.
The chin strap knockoff Selly. Sick.
Yeah. I love that.
What do you do?
He just immediately scores the goal and he just immediately grabs with his glove his chin strap, undoes it, mouthpiece out to the side, and then just, come on, boys, let's Selly this win. And it's just so good.
And then what does Sportsnet do? Immediate cut to McMullen and Dukes hugging. In the corner.
Dukes is...
I also like Connor having a little bit of fun after. I don't know who asked him. Oh, well, you got a goal.
You decided to shoot.
He goes, well, there's nobody to pass to.
Yeah, you decided to score a goal, huh? It's like, yeah, because I have been deciding not to score. Like, I've been trying. I like that he's having fun with it, but it's all anybody was talking about. Like, Hockey Central, for the 30 minutes before the game, that's all they talked about.
Yep.
It was ridiculous.
There was that... it was the end one of the periods. Where Connor was coming in and like had a perfect lane to shoot and then try to put the puck through guys to have a good time or McDavid. I'm like, shooting was likely the better move there.
He's trolling us at this point.
And then a guy's like, you know what? He's like, he's got a theory and it's plausible given how McDavid is acting. And it's the fact that he thinks he's got a shoulder, wrist, or something injury where he doesn't have the same velocity on his shot, which his overtime goal would suggest. So he is looking to pass more because he doesn't have the shot right now.
I actually kind of buy that because I've been noticing him in some games shying away from contact a little bit. Like there was
also getting into
But can you think of the moment? Because I remember the leg one when he lands on that guy's stick awkward and then he's rubbing it. Do you remember anything to do with the shoulder?
So one of the moments that stands out, it was early in the game against Minnesota and whoever it was, I think it was Fogle, goes and chips the puck into the corner on a dump and chase. And McDavid kind of like took one hard stride and then just totally stopped skating and stood there. And I was like, the game's been going for like 5 minutes. Like he hasn't played that much yet. Why would he not go get that puck in the corner? My thinking was like, maybe they know he's hurt and like, don't go into the corners that hard. Like pace yourself, be careful.
But I more mean, do we remember a moment where we might think the upper body injury?
He got hurt before the Heritage Classic.
Yeah. That was like a lower back thing though. Right?
Yeah.
And that's where the theory of the jersey tuck came in.
We've got some next weekend. Like my son's playoffs are about to start and it's Monday. It's Friday, Saturday, Sunday next week. We have some weird scheduling coming up here. We got a 10:30 game and then an 11 o'clock game next weekend. That's weird.
Mm-hmm. 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 I don't hate it. It's weird that we're going to have to start a pregame show on the YouTube at 9:30 a.m. one day, but other than that, I don't know. It's a nice
I don't know, man. Pace. Like, wait, do you remember this
play at 10:30?
Yeah. And then they play at 11 o'clock the next day.
You thought he was talking about his kid?
Yeah, I was just like, well, that's fine.
Oh, no. Sorry. The Oilers. No, sorry. The Oilers play a 10:30 game on Saturday.
Where it be?
That's a good question.
Buffalo.
And then the 11 o'clock in Pittsburgh.
London, England.
And then 11 o'clock in Pittsburgh the next day, right? And I was just like, I can't remember a season where there's been more 2 o'clock afternoon matinee and now we got two like morning games.
Got a 2 o'clock game on Saturday. Chalmers brunch for Ben.
Fishinggear.ca.
Get your tickets. Almost sold out.
Beautiful.
Gonna raise some money for the Ben Stalter Foundation. Join us at Greta on Saturday.
Also, while you're at Nation Gear, if you get your tickets for that, we're also doing the Robin Brownlee auction, which is up now. Right now, it's two nights at the JPL and two-day ski passes to Marmot Basin. So you and someone else are going to ski for 2 days, stay for two nights at the JPL. All the proceeds going to Brownlee's family. Nationgear.ca if you want to get your bid in. It's only at $500 right now. So you're getting this thing.
That is a steal.
$550 right now.
Okay, so
$550 at the JPL.
Jasper? Did anybody watch, like my wife said, can we just go to The Bachelor? Because apparently they go to Jasper for this episode. So we watched it. It was incredible. The whole episode was in Jasper.
Winter or summer?
Summer.
Were they in the gardener's cabin?
No, they were in the other one. Point cabin? I don't remember what it was. But like nobody... They were all the girls and the guy, and even what's the Jesse Palmer, the guy that hosts it, was like, have you ever seen anything like this? They were all like, I've never been in a place like this in my life with the water, the mountains, how clean it all is.
The hot
there's
women.
There's an elk right there.
Jesse yeah. Palmer.
Six. And this guy's got six.
In the terrace,
this guy's got six women that he's going to takes one horseback riding and then to a hot tub. It's like, of course, because that's a perfect. That's on a at your average day day.
Love the tub.
Horse in the tub.
Love the, I love the it how they always the end everything.
The horse came in the tub?
That's yeah. Jasper for you.
The Bachelor, eh? It's like everything JPL's has to end with a hot tub just to get the girl in a bikini. And I mean, the dude's not. Dude's pretty good looking to himself, but like, what a advertisement for Jasper, because other than dealing with the show, every single scene was just like the most beautiful shot of Jasper and them talking it up. And it just was like, it really made you like prideful of where you live and shit. Like that's 4 hours away, 3 hours away or whatever. It was cool. And I do not watch it back. I cannot stomach that show.
Shout out to Tourism Jasper.
The one girl doesn't get picked for a date and she like, all the other girls are obviously upset too, but she starts crying. So another girl has to console her. And she's like, yeah, I'm not happy too. Like, what are we doing here?
Yeah, just go to town and party.
Yeah. Go to the Athabee.
Go to the Athabee. Let yeah, it all out.
Generally pretty yep. horny town. They could have probably gotten laid anyway.
Yeah. Jesse Palmer's like to the other five in the room. He's like, all right, girls, they're on their date. What are we doing tonight?
Go all to right. Okay. We have two other things that we need to get to this episode. We have new reviews.
Yes.
5 stars from Clouder71, titled Utter Madness.
Ryan McLeod left.
Nice. Wow.
The guy somehow managed to turn an Oilers podcast into half an hour talking about snake farming.
Can I stop? It's not an Oilers podcast.
Great episode.
But keep going.
I mean, it's
and I couldn't stop laughing. Brackets got me some weird looks on the bus. Incredible podcast. Must listen for Oilers fans or anyone who wants a good laugh. Thank you, Clouder71.
Thank yeah,
you.
Thanks, dude.
We also got another one. I'm not going to say the name of this one to protect identities. Snake Farm, 5 stars. One of my dad's old employees legitimately was a snake breeder, so I do know a few things about this. This is 100% a gambling debt, and two, these types of snakes they would apparently be selling would be the rare and exotic ones that would be worth thousands or tens of thousands, not $300 to $500 ones that the guy I know would be selling. Three, Jay's joke about the IRS refusing to do a headcount is surprisingly true. This was in Slave Lake, and after the forest fire, people were allowed to go back in to grab their pets, but they had to get police and animal to escort them into town. When this guy told them that it was 80 snakes in his basement, they let him go, no pass and no escort. So anyways, I guess
I had no idea until we talked about that Robin Lerner thing.
Say you're
that
the snakes, not cocaine.
Never.
Never kilos of cocaine. Never. Kilograms of snakes.
Yes.
I have 48 wild snakes in my
pants.
And you're one and done. It's snakes if you're asked.
Yeah.
So that person though confirmed that Robin Lerner is not the world's worst snake farmer.
Apparently
the world's worst gambler.
Apparently it's like in Snatch. If you have, be wary of any man that has a pig farm. Because that's how you get rid of bodies.
Well, yeah.
Because hungry pig can eat through 16 pounds of bone like butter.
I hate even to bring it up, but like that actually happened in BC.
Oh, yeah, God.
Gregor brought that up. Killed a lot of people too.
Gregor Picton?
The teeth go through the bone like butter.
Gregor brought that up on the DFL Rundown.
It's a great
show.
It's a great
day.
Movie.
Great movie.
No, sorry,
it's like my favorite movie of all time.
It was on our Christmas episode.
Oh, good.
So I edited it out. I'm like, you know what? This is the Christmas episode, you know, Greg. I don't think we need to really dig into that right now. Lord.
Hence the expression, greedy as a pig.
Any more reviews?
Nope, those are the only two. Both about the snake episode.
Well, why do you have to protect the guy's name? Oh, because he's obviously a snake farmer.
Work with them, and listen. The last thing you want to do is have a snake farmer coming at you.
No,
no.
There's clearly something about the snake business that I just don't need. We just don't need to delve into.
Yeah, that's why you get into the snake business. Because no one wants to get into your business.
Mm. Fair. The other thing, Jay.
What?
The thing you said you wanted to talk about today.
You said you wanted to unpack it on the show.
So Jay came into the Own Everyday Studio and was like, something for you guys to talk about on the show, Nation Con.
We got to do a Nation Con.
Like where...
Instead of a Nation Vacation where we take a bunch of people from Edmonton out, we should bring a bunch of people to Edmonton.
Do we still get to do Zins all day?
We will, well, because there'll be some American guests on this.
Hey,
we will import some Zins.
Quick thing. I had a friend ask me to bring back 20 tins of Zin for him.
That's intense.
Oh,
6 milligram.
That's a gorilla.
Right? So I didn't know. I'm looking through the thing. I'm like, do you have to declare this shit? Like, is it tobacco? Like, is there a limit on it? There is not.
You're going to put your whole suitcase.
You're going to fill your whole suitcase with Zins. But you have to declare what you've spent, just like if you were to buy a sweater. But I got to customs and the guy's like, do you have anything? What did you buy? And I'm like, well, I got like $100 worth of Zyn, like nicotine packet pouches. And he goes, what size? And I'm like, well, the 6 mil, like tens. And he goes, okay, for next time, anything over 4 milligrams needs a doctor's note.
What?
I was like,
Dr. Zyn?
What? I was like, okay, I'm not in the business of like questioning customs agents. So I was just like, so 3's okay? And he goes, yeah, 3's fine. Anything over 4 needs to be for medicinal purposes, doctor's notes. I was like, that is not what I was expecting to hear, but
I'll give you some advice for next time. Just lie.
Yeah.
Just say it's clothing.
How dare you, Tyler?
Yeah, just lie.
Lie to a customs guard?
Yeah. Jeez. This is not legal advice.
I don't lie to doctors. I don't lie to customs agents. I'm not going to do it.
Let's unpack NationCon a little bit.
It's an interesting idea because.
What do you think we should do? I think it should be like a 3 to 4 day thing.
Have you ever been to like a Comic Con or like a.
This isn't porn like a con or we're going to have booths.
It's only other con I can think of.
This is a convention of like my. This is like a nation vacation, but we're drawing people to Edmonton.
Right.
Okay.
So
we're treating. We are having a staycation in the city with a bunch of people.
So there'd be like a Wilhauk beef jerky stand.
There's no fucking stand, Sean. It's not in a pavilion.
I don't get it then.
You could have a stand.
Yeah, you could have a stand.
It's Chalmers. Like when we do a banana German stand? Nation vacation.
There's money in there.
It's like when we do a German nation
for vacation. For domestics.
But now for, it's not just exclusive to people from Germany.
So, yeah, sounds great. Just a little more unpacking would be necessary for me to totally understand what we're talking about.
I want to unpack.
Oh, you want me to ask you questions?
I'm wondering if you it's a good idea.
So you told me I was a bad interviewer when I would let Dukesy speak. So now I'll ask you some questions, JR.
Will you let me answer the questions?
I'll let you answer them. What? How long would it be? Would it be like 3 days?
Yes.
Yeah, I think 3-4 days. Maybe even four.
I think if there's two games... That's important. And either it's like the day before the game or that you show up at the day before the day of, and then we do something in between.
And we go together.
But I think the other thing to maybe.
And like ONE or whatever live shows with like.
Everyone and there's like an itinerary.
Yes.
Nice.
Parties.
Mm-hmm. I even think a cool thing would be, let's say there's like 3 nights.
Hockey
every
game.
Night. Yeah. Chalmers.
Pick up. No, like pick up. Like outdoor pond, like a pond hockey game. That you go.
Then people got to bring their gear.
Good point.
I was thinking every
night. No bad ideas, guys. Fuck.
We're just spitballing here.
Every night, your dinner is catered by like a different, uniquely Edmonton thing. Like one night, you just get donairs brought in for everyone. And you're like, hey, everyone try that.
Why don't you stop being a bitch and make every meal oodle noodle? That would be fantastic. Thank you very much.
I was going to say second night oodle noodle.
Every morning.
100 people will get together at about 2 a.m. and we'll all FaceTime Amber.
Oh, she would like that.
Nice. Yeah, that'd be nice.
She'd love
live
that.
Live broadcast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That'd be good.
A morning spring roll from Oodle Noodle.
Mm-hmm. Brush your teeth with a spring roll.
Yeah.
Frisbee with
or not at all.
Cakes from Oodle Noodle.
But it would, in all legitimately.
We could have a curling bonspiel.
Oh my God. I've had people DM me being like, when are you guys going to do an Oilers Nation bonspiel?
That'd thing, be so how many, much fun. How many sheets of ice are on a rink?
Six in St. Albert.
Crestwood has like eight, so I think.
That's okay. Two teams of four, eight. That's no, 48 people. So you do two, whatever.
Yeah. Now, Comic-Con, though, is based on like people coming from different shows and comics. And like, so are you going to get ex-Oilers?
I don't know.
So we got to dress like their favorite nation personalities.
Like I say, like it's, maybe con is the wrong term, but it's like also not wrong.
Well, convention.
Right. So like it's the
nation convention.
It's the whole, like we provide the nation experience.
If you
so how we would host a trip on the road, we would, even though legally we don't host, we would do here. And then we would also bring like the show into the experience.
Oh, we have like a Ryan Coke booth with me and we have like a hugging booth with Tyler.
A kissing booth with Tyler.
Well, no, we gotta ease in. Chalmers. What?
You're getting,
but that's what Twitch. Con is though. It's booth city.
That's what I'm
that's
saying.
That's what I don't know. I mean, it's like.
Use the wrong term of con. It's like a nation hang.
Congregation. Nation there congregation.
You there you go.
If you brought back, like, we found Oscar Clefbaum and he'll be at Nation Con and we can talk to him.
But that would be if we did it as a con.
That would just be a round table.
I'm talking, so okay.
So Nation remember, Con without the con.
Okay, remember, Nation Vacation.
Clear as mud, this thing.
But reversed.
Ooh,
where people are coming to Edmonton. So what did we do? You were on the Nation Vacation. What did we do? Did we have a booth?
We got shit faced.
Did we have booths?
Where? On the Nation Vacation?
No, we hung out as a big crew and we did live shows and we did pilgrimage to games and we did nighttime. We did nighttime mini golfing.
Professor Wims.
So over under like five booths, not like no booths.
Maybe a booth.
Not at, one booth.
Maybe a booth at Greta.
Ooh.
Try to beat Tyler at the football game.
Trummer, you think that could be a booth?
Like conference companies ever have a convention about conventions? So there's a booth
yeah.
where they're selling booths.
There's a convention for conventions.
Unbelievable.
And it's called ConCon.
And there's a booth company presenting their booths to fellow booth purchasers.
Someone out there is a booth like maximization or efficiency expert.
Call it Con or Con.
If you had to display all your booths, though, you'd need like seven booths.
That's what the Con stars stand for.
Shut the fuck up, Trummer. What? You would. How are you going to show them all your booths if you only have one booth?
So anyways,
I've been thinking about this for a while and it just kind of reaffirmed it when like the whole gang that came to town this week.
Yeah.
And you hear the experience I had in Edmonton. And then it makes me think about when we host all the Germans are messaging me with Dukes's rant there that he went on last show. And they're like, oh my God, this reminds me so much of my time there. I'm like, fuck.
We get to ride the LRT back
one step further.
You're very close in 2019 with the amount of Swedes, Finns and Germans you had here.
Yeah, basically, but individually.
Domestic Nation Vacation.
But open up to the world. Like, it's anyone who wants it. It's just this weekend. Yeah. This is what you get. Here's the package. We don't take
it. We have a hotel partner, so your hotel.
Nation Con Olympics at Greta.
You guys get there. Like, you fly, so you can fly from wherever. And that way, it makes it maximum inclusive. Because the issue sometimes we have with Nation Vacations, and we're learning as we get better with them, is that they normally just leave from Edmonton. Right? So, like, someone from Ontario feels alienated because, well, they have to come to Edmonton. And so now we do a no flight version of that. So it's almost like a mini kind of like Nation Con in that sense, where we open it up so people from Utah can come on the trip and people from all over the place can come on the trip. So now it's just like, okay, well, let's just bring a bunch of people, because you hear how awesome they think Edmonton is. And I think we can put on a really good show and experience for 100 people to come to Edmonton for 3-4
There's days. A lot of stuff you could do with them.
Well, I know. Well, and like, yeah. But I guarantee you the thing that everyone will talk about, it will just be like hanging out at a bar together.
Yeah. But like a real sanctioned
river
like
float
Olympics at Greta, where everybody can go play these games freely, but you get like one practice and then one is year round. And there is a Nation player there sitting there logging it all. And having like an actual competition with like a prize at the end. I love that shit. Have you guys ever done it? Like, we do that our own selves when we go there.
Yeah.
We just don't actually have it like legitimately listed out. We put it on the TVs, the leaderboard.
Like, we had a little mini golf tournament. Like, is that what you mean? Like,
yeah, no. That's what and we love that. So why are you guys rolling your eyes when I bring it up that we should do it on NationCon? Because there ain't no fucking booth. So we got to fill the time doing something.
To organize an Olympics.
You're trying to organize a whole trip where you host like 50 people. How much harder is it?
They fly themselves, man. That's the beauty.
Nation Vacation people can the fly.
They can fly, man. They have
we
the
all
power.
Go to the water park.
I would not like to be meeting in this fucking company.
Fuck yeah.
A lot of eye rolling.
You ready? Do a crazy water park day.
Water park party.
Beach day.
No pissing in the pool.
So you can get down the slides the fastest.
Bag milk, you got to take them to all the good sites. The Queen Elizabeth Planetarium that reopened. Bonnie Doon Mall's food court.
Of course.
Castle Downs Bottle Depot. Terralosa Bottle Depot, the airport.
There ain't no Terralosa Bottle Depot.
There is a Terralosa Bottle
the
Depot.
Hubcap.
Oh, is there?
Isn't there?
We do Nation Day at the water park. Everybody's having a good time.
That is a great idea.
That's a good idea. Now I finally got a reason to shed some pounds.
See?
I'm going to have to shed this shirt for Nation Water Park Day.
Just get good and banged up at the water park and cost us a mortgage.
I am literally at the point where I would consider taking Ozempic because I am so fat right now. And I am so not motivated.
What Oprah looks like now?
I know, but don't do it.
You see Randy Jackson?
Shania Twain. You see Shania Twain this morning got a new haircut?
Incredibly unethical.
She's on Ozempic.
To do what? Ozempic? I know. I just got to get that will in me again.
Who's Will?
Oh, you know Grace's buddy.
All right. Well,
his nephew works for us.
I like how he pointed to Bag Milk.
Oh, really?
High five me.
Eric?
But it was a good idea. It was
I love sneaking in a high five. Pat, clip that. NationCon. Everyone flies from wherever. Hotels.
That's so we organize everything from once you get to the hotel on.
What is she doing?
This?
Shania Twain.
That's not Shania Twain.
I thought it was Bloody Avril Lavigne.
Come on. That's
Shania Twain. That looks like Shakira.
That is Shania Twain claiming she's got a new hat.
Yes, it is on Ozempic, bro.
And but like Photoshop, like she looks
and a wig.
She looks like she's 15.
Color my hair, do what I dare. So saith Shania Twain.
I don't buy it.
Mm-hmm. Let's go, girls.
Oh. I don't buy it.
So when would this potentially be? So I know that I need to. So how many months now? I have to get in it'll, water park it'll be shape?
Next year.
Oh, perfect. I'll put it off until about 3 months before.
Yep. Just do a mad dash.
Just take 10 Ozempics the week before the trip, all at once in your arm.
All right.
Or just get the flu I had. Lost 8 pounds 3 days. Keep it tight.
Oh, my family's idea. Puking enough for everybody. So
everyone's sick right now.
I feel my great. Son threw up in the sink next to the toilet. Like one more foot, bud. Just turn your head that way. So, and it's kinda chunky. Like I was like, so I had to like we call scoop that it out chuck. With my hands.
Oh, gross. Make him
well,
do it.
Well, it's too thick. Make him do it.
He's crying, bro.
13 year old kid that just puked.
It's 13. You can do it.
Well, I cleaned your puke.
When Tyler was 13, he already had two radio shows.
You know what, Tyler? I was going to say your kids are a poor kid that you have, but your kids are going to be hard as rocks and mine are soft as bread. So
you keep your kids soft.
Yeah. I mean, every kid is soft these days. I think there's a lot of soft children out there because we want to give them everything. I get it. I do it too.
Wanya, you making that joke reminded me of my high school superlatives. The year I graduated, there was an award most likely to host a talk show and I didn't fucking win it.
What?
Who won it?
Tony Brewer.
Her name was Marinia.
How good's her show?
She don't fucking got one. Mm. I got like 8. So suck it. Satch's class of 2015.
Yeah. 2015?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I graduated in 2015.
Me too. Yeah.
That is 18 years after I did.
Oh boy. Oh dear.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. One of the graduation presents I bought myself was the McDavid lottery ball shirt.
Oh, and congratulations. I would have shipped that to you.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Well done.
Thank you.
So yeah, NationCon. Great idea. I think people will really respond well to this.
We've got Professor Wems.
Water Park.
Oh. Water Park.
Bottle Depot Tour.
Mm-hmm. Greta.
Yep.
4 lucky trip goers will get to stay at my house.
What?
Why not? Well, actually, one night, the whole crew should stay here.
Two people.
Raging house party, bed and breakfast.
A couple can stay at my house, but I have to vet them first.
Why yes, don't you?
I get to choose.
Why don't you open up one bedroom in your house, your Yaremchuk, to a Yaremchuk bed and breakfast, and sell the Airbnbs on nationgear.ca, so people can come to town and stay with you, but it's $800 a night,
and then they can witness.
You make them fried veggies when they're drunk,
and then they can witness Parkgate, which apparently got escalated due to the big snowfall.
Dude, so the big snowfall and the one guy, he didn't have like a snowblower. He had like an automatic shovel.
Oh, yeah.
Like one of those things.
Oh, it's like a brush.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He pushed all of the snow onto the street in front of his house and the guy's van was parked in front of his house. So all of the snow was in front of his house and like right on the boulevard. It was like, I shit you not, like a 5-foot mountain all his snow from his driveway.
The pettiness is just getting better and better.
None was in like the areas on his lawn. Like
in front of a house that's for sale.
Any bites on it?
I have no
like
idea.
Like a sold sign?
No.
Houses
are flying off the market. I think he priced it too high, but that's a different discussion. So anyways, and then this dude is, again, parked in front of the other guy's house and it was garbage day on Monday and the dude just left his bins in front of the guy's van until Wednesday. Just fuck you. You want to move? You can't. It was pretty great. So yeah, parking gate's not over. It's continuing to be. I think it's developed into more of a Cold War. Like they don't speak. There's no more arguments or fights. They know the end is near, but neither is willing to budge. So they're just going to continue on with their antics till someone moves.
They're at a stalemate, man.
I wonder.
I was really
how mad they like constantly are about this.
Has to be 24/7. I'm mad. I almost called bylaw. I was
you think about it daily?
Snow on the street.
Do you think about it daily?
I have to drive past it every day.
Right. So they
all the time.
Oh man. Good neighbors are such a luxury to have.
Oh, I want, if you are in the market for a home,
give me address.
Me. I will send you the address.
Please. Why would they want to live next to that guy?
It's overpriced, I'm told though, Tyler. So I'm not interested.
Yeah. What if they don't want to live next to you?
On a deal?
Why would they want to live there? I don't know. Cause maybe we could change the culture a little bit.
I see.
We can have a friendly block.
I can't do it myself.
Maybe you can get the two of them to kiss.
That'd be awesome. That's how my neighbors made up. They met in the middle of the street and kissed. We all cheered.
All right.
Hell yeah.
Where do you think all those people that used to live on Bourbon Street went, Chalmers, and all those little windows up top? When I was little, I thought they were all apartments. Stopped
having fun. There's a warehouse. Gone, there's a warehouse with a lot of cool stuff in it, I think. Somebody just destroyed them or threw them away, somebody's an idiot.
I bet it's all underneath the mall.
They have the mall have a basement?
Oh, yeah, man. There's tunnels down there.
Oh, yeah. When I worked at the mall, we had a storage locker that was like underneath the water park.
Can we do the lot? Do you guys have an intern right now?
A lot of weight.
Eli. Could you get him to get a job at the mall and then like just get like just work there for like 2 years? And then his whole mission is to find that shit.
My old roommate was a security guard at WEM for years. And he has to go down in the tunnels under the mall and kick homeless people out all the time.
One of the tunnels links to the jaw. There he is.
Bone tunnel.
Wow.
Wow. And just like that, the whole show comes together.
Mm-hmm. I remember one time when I was in junior high, a kid came to school with backpacks full of Boy London t-shirts for sale. Ooh. And I was like, where'd you get these? And he's like, went to the mall. I was wandering around in the tunnels. I found these two boxes covered in dust filled with Boy London t-shirts. I stole both of them. I was like, you know what? I don't think you're going to get caught for this.
Here's $5.
Our entire school wore Boy London for like 3 months.
Do you have a medium for me?
Yeah.
The system works.
Yeah. Boy London was a thing.
It was. It was good t-shirts. Those were back in the day when you'd wear like four t-shirts at once and rotate throughout the day like an Oscar host. So everybody had Boy London t-shirts for days to rotate.
I was a big Chip and Pepper shirt guy.
Oh yeah.
Chip and Pepper. Varney, Chip and Pepper.
The tie-dye Chip and Peppers though with the two dogs.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
What about, remember? And this is kind
of came along.
Spuds McKenzie. Do you remember him?
Oh yeah.
Remember that one? FCUK.
I was still a thing when I was in junior high.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then the shirts got banned at my school.
Come on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was a start.
How about the Oilers taking away that little German fan sign?
That wasn't cool.
What's up with that?
Yeah. But do you think it was because they didn't know what it said and they were worried that it would like swears? Like it would matter. I just thought about that.
They don't want to know the kid. He looked pretty innocent.
They don't want to seem to want to have any signs at those arenas, except for when you're in the warm up and you're demanding a stick.
Oh, I hate that.
He's asking for a puck on that sign.
I know. Mm.
Okay, then now I'm talking about two sides of my mouth. Because that one though, unique, because you're German and it's dry settle. I hate the ones where it's like, my dad says he'll trade you $20 for a stick. And it's like, shut up.
Hi, Connor, trade me a wave for your skates. Like, what the
Connor,
fuck?
Season ticket holder. I come to every game.
Not even. I drove 4 miles to get here and I want your helmet.
I'm staying up past my bedtime.
Yeah.
Can I have your socks?
I like the ones
ones that actually like have an offering. Like, here's some candy.
Yeah.
Or do you see for the Flames fan who gave Yegor Sharangovich a whole box of Lego? For a stick?
Oh, that's cool.
And he's a big Lego guy.
Yeah, what are we running here? Some sort of bloody rummage sale? Or you're just
did you guys see what that box of unopened OPG 1989...
What did it end up selling for?
3.5 million.
Because it was almost... What rookie was it? Gretzky rookie. Gretzky rookie.
And the case had...
Did it have it?
12 boxes in it.
Or they just left it unopened. Yeah.
They sold the whole thing like unopened.
I don't know, but
they haven't opened them up though.
Oh, I don't know if they've opened them. I don't think you do.
I think there's a high certainty that there's a Gretzky rookie.
I was reading an article.
There's 12 boxes in that case.
Chances are they'll just leave it sealed.
Yeah.
What's a Gretzky rookie worth?
If it's graded to a perfect 10,
it's not
a guaranteed to be graded to a perfect
10. They said that the boxes inside the box were the whitest crisp box they've seen in like 10, 15 years. Like that they were pristine condition.
I wonder if you can still eat that gum.
I think it goes for between 1 and 1.5 million. A perfect 10 Gretzky.
How much?
1 and 1.5 mil. So you're taking a gamble that there's 3 in there. And they're going to grade out right.
1.5
mil? That's what Gavin told me.
If you're like super, super wealthy and you're a child of the 70s or 80s, I think if you got one rookie card and still spent the money, I think you just were doing it because like that opportunity will never be around again. Like
I'm more interested in an Eddie Mio 8th year Oilers goaltender card. Is that in that pack?
I don't think so.
Eddie Mio.
I got a dinged up Craig Muni. How about that?
That's pretty nice. I got a second year Gretzky.
So this is from an article from sportscollectorsdaily.com. One of two PSA 10 Gretzky rookie cards expected to bring 7-figure price.
Whoa.
Heritage sold the other Topps Gretzky rookie for $720 in December of 2020 and took in an offer for $1.22 million last April.
Did you hear how much Shohei Ohtani's translator makes a year?
No.
Go ahead.
Not enough.
7 figures.
Good.
Like in the millies.
Like 1.25. Do you know how much Shohei Ohtani
makes? Not that much. Less than his translator.
How about his marriage announcement today?
That was weird as shit.
Oh, it's just very like just Japanese, did respectful.
Did you see what he did first, like, at bat?
So
with the Dodgers?
Yeah, I don't want to talk
bomb.
About him. On
Dinger, field. Bomb. Yeah. No, you bomb.
Ohtani made a post on Instagram that said, "To all my friends and fans throughout, I have an announcement to make. Not only have I began a new chapter in my career with the Dodgers, but I have also began a new life with someone from my native country of Japan who is very special to me, and I want everyone to know I'm now married."
That's very respectful.
Not a mention of her name.
No.
I see.
And then someone said, apparently Hideki Matsui did something similar back when he was with the Yankees. But
got to torched?
No. But to announce it, he just, oh man, I really hope I can find this. Oh, did I not like it? I don't think I liked it. He just, at the press conference, held up a hand-drawn picture of his wife and was like, "I am now married." And I like that.
Otani's a weirdo. I watch a whole thing about him. He was living in the team dorms in Japan, right? And he's making $5 million a year. He's the highest paid player in the Japanese baseball league. He had his parents give him an allowance of $1,000 a month. They kept the rest of his money for him. And then 3 months in, he gave them the money back because he didn't even need his allowance. Because all he did was go to dorm and play baseball.
Amazing.
So it explains why he would defer all this money.
Craft
now.
Services, you get a bone, a little bit of cup of water, you get a stew going.
Doesn't care. Doesn't care about money. Good.
Oh, I can't wait. I got to get, well, right now it's probably almost impossible to get an Ohtani Dodgers jersey.
So you're off for the next week.
2 weeks.
Where are you going?
I'm going to Hawaii.
So I'm no Jay for the next four real lives.
Fancy?
Yeah. Fancy, greens, Aussies.
Nice. That'll be fun.
Yeah. Chalmers, will you have good attendance over the next 2 weeks to make up for this? Because I'm now a little bit worried about the state of this podcast.
Yes.
That might not be a no.
Insert Shia LaBeouf clip where he goes, "I don't know. Like, I mean, yeah. I mean, yes, 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 I will be here."
All right.
Have you ever seen that? It's so funny.
Maybe we'll mix in Liam for an episode. It's always a nice curveball whenever you bring Liam in for one of these.
I've got an idea for a real life episode. I was looking for BM's eyes there.
Yes.
Yeah. I got an idea for.
Okay. All right.
Well, takeover episode.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree with you.
I hate it when he does that. Fuck. He does. All right.
That's a wrap. Jay, enjoy your vacation.
Thank you.
Bye, everybody. See you Monday.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.